Hi, I'm Leon Shergren, and welcome to Am I Funny? A podcast documenting my attempt to perform stand-up comedy for the very first time in just 8 weeks. Many people fear public speaking more than death, which I guess makes stand-up comedy one of the most terrifying things a person can do. So yeah, the idea scares me, but for some reason, I am fascinated by it.
I don't mean to terrify you, but if I was going to give any new comedian a piece of advice, here's the piece of advice I would give them. Whatever your first gig is like, never release the audio to anybody.
That's one of Australia's best comedians, Will Anderson. He's one of the many talented comics enlisted to help me over the next 8 weeks to see if I can learn and perform stand-up comedy for the very first time. Oh, yeah, and you'll be along for the ride as well.
I've got a very bad feeling about this, Leon.
This is Am I Funny? Episode 1, Am I Funny? My name's Leon Shergren. I'm a 28-year-old radio producer from Sydney in Australia. For as long as I can remember, I've been fascinated by stand-up comedy. Growing up in Melbourne, every year I would go to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and see the likes of Tom Ballard, Tom Gleeson, Jason Byrne, David O'Doherty and more. I remember one year for Christmas, I was 14 and I got Ricky Gervais's stand-up DVD Animals. I'd watch it over and over and over again, learning his whole routine off by heart, minus the accent. Oh, and if you're listening, Ricky, please get in touch, I'd love to chat. These days, I live in Sydney with two housemates and work as a producer on commercial radio. In my job, I'm surrounded by some of the country's greatest comedians, like comedian and radio legend Merrick Watts.
Triple M. Merrickville, Triple M here, and I'm joined by my producers Liam and Leon in the studio. And Leon, you've got a question for me.
Yeah, this is like a sort of a evaluation of our work. Merrick, what do you think of me as a producer?
What do I think about you as a producer? I think you're very, very efficient. I think you're very committed. And I think you're very creative as well. I think that's what stands out to me. I also suspect you're a virgin, but that's got nothing to do with how you produce the show.
Now, this is where I may sound like a bit of a dickhead, but I reckon I'm kind of funny. I can make people laugh. I've written sketches for radio. And I think I have a general grasp on how comedy works. But there's a huge difference between making my mates laugh at the pub and making a room full of strangers laugh. To be honest, the thought of doing stand-up actually terrifies me. When I imagine it in my head, I actually start to feel sick, which is why I've never had the courage to give it a try. Somehow, this idea to give myself a solid deadline of 8 weeks to write, learn, and attempt my first stand-up gig has made it seem less daunting. It stopped me putting it off for another day. The added layer of creating this podcast to document the process added to the fear, but created a situation I couldn't back out of.
Guys, did I say I was working on a podcast?
Yeah.
So I've worked out what it is. Essentially, I'm going to give myself 8 weeks to learn and perform stand-up comedy.
Right. I think you're going to need more than 8 weeks.
We'll be there to watch you crash and burn, mate.
I think you've got some real professionals helping you, mate.
You're gonna need help.
Real supportive housemates, thanks.
That's my current housemates. As you can tell, they've got a great sense of humour. When I was growing up, I also lived in a funny household, and my parents always tried to foster a good sense of humour in me. A lot of it came from my dad introducing me to Monty Python when I was way too young. Yep, I saw Monty Python's Meaning of Life when I was 8. Thanks, Dad. Saying that, I wasn't actually sure if my parents thought I was funny. So there was only one way to find out. I put a call into my mum, Janae.
Hello?
Mum, it's me.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, how you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Did you think I was funny when I was growing up?
Yeah, you were pretty funny. You always saw the funny side of things. I think, yeah. Yeah.
I don't want you to pick favourites, but I was funnier than my sister, wasn't I?
Yes, your sister probably was a little bit more serious than you. You always had, as I said, the funny side of things, and if there was any comedy on TV, you'd always like to watch that.
Where do you think I got my sense of humour from?
Maybe me? No, probably not me. So I don't know where you got that from, and your grandparents weren't really...
funny.
Well, not really. No, not really.
Okay.
So I don't know where you got that from. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
I suppose you've always been one to try anything too. You know, even for instance, up at Tokemore, you know, when the girls dressed you up.
You say, are you using the opportunity to go on my podcast to tell me about the time they dressed me up as a girl?
That's right.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You were quite confident about going around to all the campers and...
So that's a different that. That's a different podcast I'm working on, Am I Beautiful?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that could be a completely new podcast, definitely.
Yeah, great, thanks. Thanks, Mum.
That's okay.
How do you think, because you know I've told you about my podcast idea, how do you think I'm going to go doing stand-up?
Oh, I'm a bit nervous for you. But, you know, you're very confident, so I think you'll probably do all right.
So overall, you'd say I'm funny, though?
Yeah, I think you're pretty funny. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good start.
If this whole thing goes tits up, at least we'll be able to blame my overly supportive parents. Thanks, Mum. You can follow all my progress on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at amifunnypod. Or check out the website, amifunnypodcast.com. Episodes will be up each Thursday. Please subscribe and review on iTunes and keep in touch. You might find out where the gig is if you want to come along. In a search for some more honest feedback, I travelled to a high school mate's wedding back in my home suburb of Lilydale in Melbourne. Because seriously, who's more honest than people at a wedding with an open bar?
Do you reckon I was funny back in high school?
No, definitely not.
I want you to be serious.
I can't be any serious.
These are my friends from high school, where I was constantly labelled the class clown.
Nick, do you think I could be funny on stage?
I think you're giving a red hot crack. And yes, I think you could be.
Yeah, you can take a beating. You'd be right. I'll laugh.
Thanks, Cass.
Okay, let's be honest. They were all pretty drunk at this stage of the night, especially Jess.
Do you reckon I'd do well as a stand-up comedian?
I don't know. Get on the stage. Let's have a go.
It may have been a combination of all of them being polite and drunk, but it wasn't a definite answer or the one I was looking for. It's one of my closest friends that would give me a true indication of how I may go performing stand-up in 8 weeks' time.
Hello, mate.
G'day, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, pal?
You don't have to make it sound like you're really, really friendly.
Honestly, like, even if you rang, I probably wouldn't answer. I'd be like, why is this fuck ringing me? Does he not know how to text?
That is one of my best friends, Jackie. We met around 10 years ago volunteering in community radio. Since then, we've worked together, travelled the world together, and for a few years lived together. Now we live in different states, but we still keep in touch.
How long have we known each other, Jackie?
When I probably met you in 2007.
Yep.
So 10 years, really. But yeah. Honestly, we weren't really friends, like, probably until about 2010, I reckon.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I think I kind of just, like, I didn't go to your birthday.
As I remember, but, it was too far out in the suburbs.
I'm not going to travel an hour for you, pal, so I might do it now. But, yeah, and then we became friends, and I don't really know why that happened.
Yeah.
But, and then we moved in together, so yeah. That was fun.
We lived together for a fair few years as well.
Yeah, and then we bought an animal together, and then you left like a deadbeat dad.
Sorry about Freak. That.
I think waking up on maybe it was Easter Monday or something, both dreadfully hungover and deciding that something cuddly to hold on to would really soothe our sore heads. And then we just went out and bought a cat. and then on the way home, we had to Google how to look after cats.
I feel partly responsible for starting your horrible addiction to cats.
I know. Now I'm in so deep. Hey, I want to get another one.
I'm really glad you've got a boyfriend because you'd be really on crazy cat lady territory.
I think that's an unfair stereotype.
Well, that's good. Why do you think we're friends?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
It's getting deep.
If anyone will be honest with me, it's Jackie. If she doesn't think I'm funny, I'll know about it.
All right, so you know the idea. They told you about the idea for the podcast. How am I going to go?
I think you're going to do really well. I think you're very funny. I have some concerns.
Okay, go on. I want to hear these concerns. Go on.
Well, I feel like sometimes I mean, you enjoy a good pun, as do we all, but sometimes it doesn't come off that well. On more than one occasion, you have made a joke and everyone has yelled at, "Dad."
Yeah, okay.
So, but otherwise, you know, I think, I mean, you're charming, relatively. I think you'll be really good.
Okay.
Actually.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You've done enough dumb shit in your life to make it a pretty funny show.
While it's all well and good for my friends and family to be supportive, I wondered what actual comedians would think about the idea. Could I learn all the skills I need to get up on stage in just 8 weeks?
I think, you know, it's might as well. I mean, you know, death is coming. Something to fill the time.
That's comedian Tom Ballard. After years on breakfast radio on Triple J, he left to focus more on his stand-up. Since then, he's been winning awards for his comedy both here and overseas.
Yeah, it's a really interesting challenge. And finding out from comics how they go about, how they think about getting better at stand-up, what you need to do stand-up comedy, I find that endlessly fascinating as a comedian. I guess there's a general suspicion around like comedy courses and the idea that it can be taught in any other way than just freaking doing it.
Mm.
Jerry Seinfeld has a quote of like, you know, there are all these comedy conferences and if he ran any of those, he would just gather everyone into a giant hall and they would unfurl this massive banner that says, "Just work." And over this 8 weeks, you're going to learn, you know, lots about stand-up comedy.
Yep.
But ultimately, if anyone wants to have a crack at this or indeed anything in life, you need to do it for a long time and be shit at it in a variety of different ways. And see what happens.
I don't think being shit is going to be a problem for me. I also spoke to comedian and actress Celia Pakwala.
Celia, the idea is basically I'm giving myself 8 weeks to learn stand-up comedy and then I'll be doing my first ever stand-up gig. What do you think about that?
Make it six, mate. Make it a week. What's this 8 week business? That is, I mean, like, just do it. Do it today. Do it right now.
So do you think I could
learn?
I could learn comedy in a week?
No, but you could do it. You could do it in a week. Maybe that's just because that's the way I did it, was just I got signed up to a stand-up gig without my knowledge, so it was sprung on me, and then it was sort of just deal with it and do that. So maybe that's just because the way I do it. So I learn by doing kind of thing. I feel like it would just make me more nervous, 8 weeks of build-up and
yeah.
What could, you know, 8 weeks is a long time to think of stuff that could go wrong, which is a lot. Have you thought about what could go wrong?
I was starting to realise that this idea of documenting my first attempt at stand-up in a podcast might have made an already difficult task even more terrifying. Longtime friend, radio host, comedian and TV regular Dave Thornton had some wisdom to impart to me when I told him the idea.
Are you just going to get up for the first time and see how you go off that, or are you going to do gigs leading up to that?
No, it'll be my first time. I'm going to learn as much as I can, and my first ever gig will be that.
Well, you know that like a joke doesn't exist in stand-up until you say it out of your mouth, because it's that thing of when you're writing and you're thinking of ideas, of course you think you're hilarious in your own brain.
Mm.
And then, you know, you must have heard the theory that tragedy plus time equals comedy. So
yeah,
if something happens 300 years ago, like, you know, I can make a joke about Alexander the Great. No one's going to get offended.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of the inverse when you write, Leon. It's like you write and you think that's comedy. And then as the time gets closer to the gig, you realize it's tragedy. You realize the closer you get to the gig, you think, oh, I can't believe I'm going to say these words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So it's going to be nerve-wracking, mate.
The comedians I was speaking to seemed to be unanimous about one thing. The only way to know if I was funny or not was just to get on stage and give it a shot. And to be honest, this is something I have known deep down for a long time. But for whatever reason, I've just been too scared to do it. Giving myself an 8 week window and making a very public commitment via this podcast is going to mean I can't put it off any longer. With the anxiety of what I was attempting to do starting to dawn on me, comedy and radio legend Mick Molloy gave me a massive reality check.
I've got a very bad feeling about this, Leon. This will not go well for you.
Okay.
In fact, I can see you coming out the back end of this, either weaving baskets in the country or twitching in the fetal position in the corner after the gig, or possibly even entering a witness protection scheme changing your identity and trying to start a whole new life somewhere else. You will be so shell-shocked and rattled by the experience you're about to undertake. And it doesn't matter how long you take now, because it comes down to flying hours, mate. So you can sit at home and concoct all the good jokes you like, but when you get out there, you're going to be woefully underprepared to stand in front of a crowd and make them laugh. It's the most arrogant thing anyone in the world could ever try and do.
Yeah.
Even rock bands have instruments, mate. You're going to go out there in front of a room full of people unarmed and think you can entertain a room, and you can't. You don't have the skills. You're going to be terrified. It's not going to go well for you.
I couldn't stop thinking about what Mick said.
I've got a very bad feeling about this, Leon. This will not go well for you.
Was I about to fail miserably in a very public way? Now, I know the idea for the podcast does seem insane. I'm putting myself out there. It's terrifying. But I'm not completely stupid. I'm not going it alone. Luckily, I've got help from a good friend and one of the country's greatest comedians, Justin Hamilton.
Your 20s are cool because you're going out, you're drinking, you're smoking. Am I going to go home? No, fuck it, I'm in my 20s. You're drinking, you're smoking, and you can go out on a Thursday night and not get home for 8 years.
Justin has agreed to serve as some sort of mentor for me over the course of the series. A comedy coach, if you will. We sat down and talked through the plan of attack.
My thing is that I think you'll be fine doing the gig. It still might be spectacular. I'm not saying it won't be, but if it's not, it's going to be a whack to the face.
Ooh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because your first bad gig is unlike anything you've ever experienced, but it's probably the most important thing that you'll experience.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's where you kind of learn if you have the nerve. That kind of is where you learn about your act.
The one thing I'm thinking for me is I reckon I can deal with writing comedy and getting stuff together.
Yeah.
The thought of going on stage and performing it is fucking terrifying.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It is one of those things that I think a lot of comedians, and I say comedians because I know that I definitely have, so I'm speaking on behalf of everyone, but I think we take it for granted how terrifying it is for people to talk in front of strangers. And it is, because sometimes I do corporate gigs, and sometimes I walk away from those gigs thinking, did I really earn my money? Did I really do what was required? And then what you have to do is apply the fact that most people are terrified, and you go, oh, that's right, I was kind of being paid to not be scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is, but there's some little tricks that we can do in the lead up to the gig, you know, controlling your breathing, you know, just kind of really being aware of it to calm yourself down. Stretching. I know some people might think that's a little bit full on, but I often find that when you're nervous, it gets in your joints. It's in your elbows. It's in your back. It's, you know, so if you can kind of stretch it out a little bit, that can be quite surreptitious in the way it makes you feel better.
Okay. So this is week one. Mm. I know in 7 weeks' time I'm going to be doing stand-up.
Mm.
What do you think I should be doing?
I would try to watch as much comedy as possible. And I would also, at this point, write down a bunch of things that you would like to talk about. Because what you want to do is, I think for someone who has worked in the comedic side of radio, I think there could be a tendency for you to overthink it. So okay. What you want to do is have some ideas now. So with about 2 weeks to go, you've boiled them down to the one or two things that you're going to talk about.
Okay. I think I've got a starting point.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hammo.
All the ideas. Put all the ideas down and know that you don't have to use all of them, and then we'll start working on that. And let's find a venue. I reckon that's the main thing. Let's find a venue.
Okay.
And lock that in so then you can start going and checking things out.
All right. Awesome. I like it.
And so it begins. I've committed to this. By releasing this first episode of the podcast, it's happening whether I like it or not. I'm equally nervous, excited, and fucking terrified, but I'm ready to answer the question. Am I funny? Next week on Am I Funny, we hit our very first hurdle.
Let's just plow on, mate, yeah, and hope we don't get sued.
All right.
You can follow my progress on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Am I Funny Pod. Or amifunnypodcast.com. Please subscribe and review on iTunes, and you can catch new episodes every Thursday. A big thanks to producer Sam Kavanagh, audio productions by Thomas Green and Chris Marsh, and thanks to all the comedians, friends, and family that gave their time. Am I Funny's theme song is created by Josh Woodward, and more info on music is at amifunnypodcast.com.